The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Hey there, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Monday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 29th of April, 2019. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend coming at you in about 5 minutes. Got a little cash on the side thinking, maybe I should do a little investing, a little buying. Well, here's an opportunity for you. Looks like Intel's trying to sell its smartphone modem business. At least according to the Wall Street Journal. Well, in case you haven't heard yet, they're completely out of the race for the 5G chipsets. Yeah, ain't gonna be doing it. So I guess they thought, well, we'll just get rid of the whole kit and caboodle. Now, if you are interested, you might want to know that Apple, it's kind of ahead of you. Though it doesn't look like that deal's gonna go through. Apple and Intel were actually talking last summer about this. And until now, no money's exchanged hands. Now, apparently, they're selling this thing for, a few billion dollars. So yeah, unfortunately, I just checked my ATM and, I'm out of the game. Though we are hearing about three or four other companies, which are remaining anonymous right now, they seem to be very much in the game. At least according to Goldman Sachs, they're the ones that are actually facilitating the negotiations. Now, who said MySpace is dead? Okay, technically, yeah, it's dead. But if you're taking a gander over at Facebook right now, you might see some similarities going on. Do you remember having your own selection of music to play whoever visited your page over there at MySpace? Well, it looks like Facebook might be taking an idea from that. Now, not for everybody yet, and I've tried it, and no, it's not working for me. But a few people are actually having the ability to pin a song to the top of their profile page. Now, no, it's not completely like MySpace. You go to the page, and whoa, you're blasted with a horrible music, but it does show us for sure that Facebook is getting a little bit more friendly with the music companies. Of course, there's been a whole bunch of rumors about Facebook maybe doing a streaming service. Nah, I don't know about that yet. But hey, at least they're bringing some early 2000 nostalgia back to us. Finally. Hey, here's something you may not have known of. Flown on a United Airlines airplane recently. You know those setback seats? Yeah, they got webcams in them. Did you know that? Most of you are probably saying, I got privacy concerns about it. Well, United Airlines is hearing you now. So much in fact, apparently they've got out the old tape and actually started to physically cover these built-in webcams. Now, those of you unfamiliar with this, these are actually part of the in-flight entertainment devices. In fact, the actual hope is to have seat-to-seat video calling and even gaming with the things. But I don't know if that's ever going to happen now. All because of privacy concerns. Now United Airlines is pretty much on the PR rebound, letting everybody know that don't worry about it, we're covering up those cameras, and by the way, they were never even activated to begin with. In fact, they didn't even order them that way. They just came that way. Basically blaming Panasonic for the whole hoopla. Which, by the way, they are the company that provided these in-flight entertainment tablets. I'm just waiting to see how long this lasts. You know how we are during a flight. We get bored. Chances are we're going to see something and start picking at it. Know what I mean? United might want to consider using super glue instead. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our official website for everything that's happening at the British Tech Network. Get on over there, check it out for yourself. We've got reviews up for you. We've got the blog going for you. And of course, all of our wonderful podcasts are over there for you as well. Give us a like on Facebook and Instagram at British Tech Network. Give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech. And join us in our BTN community at our Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way for your Tuesday edition. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Monday, and thank you so much for listening.